For many anglers, both professional and weekend anglers, the pinnacle of the sport is making it to the Bassmaster Classic. And with me today is Derek Remitz. And Derek, I guess when you're 24 years old and you used to live in Minnesota, you just go fish the Northerns and by golly, you win it and you make the Classic the first year out of the shoot. That's got to be pretty neat for you.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream come true. Didn't really realize it till a few weeks ago when I was out pre-fishing on Lay Lake.
It makes it so that, you know, a lot of people, I mean, they aspire their whole lives, whether a federation angler or, you know, whatever, and they've thought, well, I'll make it to, you know, go through the federation ranks, make it this way and do this. But you made a commitment several, you know, months ago to move from Minnesota and move to Texas and then go fish the Northern Opens. And tell me this, that story, if you would, a little bit.
Well, I guess, you know, I moved down to Texas about a year ago and just decided, you know, it was about time to try to at least make a career out of fishing rather than, you know, waiting too long before I got any older, you know. It was time to do it now more than any time. And, you know, I fished the Southerns and the Northerns, and I had a pretty good year on the Southerns, too. And even going into the Northerns, it kind of sticks in the back of your mind that it's possible to make the Classic, but I really didn't realize it till the last tournament when it was, you know, going into it when everything was on the line.
Well, you made the championship in the Northerns, but you also fished the Southerns, as you mentioned, but you fished some Strens and did pretty well, too.
Yeah, I fished the Texas Strens this year.
And I know your name was high up in the leaderboard in those as well. Now, where exactly is home? Are you down by Rayburn and Toledo Bend?
Yeah, I actually live down close to Hemp Hill, right next to Toledo Bend.
Well, that's a hotbed of fishing, no question about it. But how do you hone your skills in Minnesota with the short season? With, you know, I mean, they've got great lakes and all that, and I've been talking to a lot of guys here recently that say, you know, Minnesota, Michigan, some of those places are great places to have as a learning ground. But how do you hone your skills with such a short season?
It's hard, you know. It's, you know, think about it. When I was working up there, you know, with the short season, you probably only got 6 months to fish where you can actually go out fishing. And then, you know, with the working on top of that, you only get a couple, you know, a couple days a week maybe to get out fishing. It's just, I guess it's probably that good of fishing where you can practice just about anything you want, you know, whether it be drop shotting or cranking or anything like that. And there's enough fish where you can catch them, you know, doing those different techniques, I think.
Well, and also, I think, you know, with that short growing season, plus, you know, you've got the spawn season where you can't fish, you know, it really starts in June, I think, up there as well, right?
Yep.
So you've got the opportunity when you look at it that, you know, you've got some fish that aren't really highly pressured, even though you have a lot of people that fish, they're really not highly pressured for most of the year.
Yeah, you know, you figure they go from about October to May pretty much without seeing a lure, so I think they forget about it, you know.
Well, you know, we always maybe give more credit than credit's due to a bass of having, you know, tons of intelligence and stuff, but they're really kind of a creature of habit, and, you know, you go out there and they really are, they do two things, they spawn and they eat. So, yep. You know, you hope you catch them when they're eating, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
Well, let's talk about, you know, now that you've done this, now that you've qualified for the Classic, you've been down to Lay and practiced and had those opportunities, are you working on sponsors now? I know, you know, in our prior discussions, you've talked to me about, you know, not really having any sponsors, but you're trying to work on those, I would think.
Yeah, you know, trying to get a few deals locked up here and there, and, that's a whole new ball game for me. I've never really paid much attention to that side of it before, and starting to realize that's a big part of, you know, fishing the big tournaments for, like, the Elites and the FLW Series next year, that you really, it seems like you got to have a little bit of help paying for, you know, not necessarily all of it, but just paying for some of it.
Well, you kind of glazed over that Elite Series thing. You are going to fish the Elite Series next year, right?
Yep.
Tell me about that. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you to fish the Elite Series?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I remember going to, when they were at Rayburn this year, I watched the weigh-in, and I couldn't hardly watch it because I wanted to be up there so bad, you know, and it just figured, you know, I got to try it this year just to see if I can at least keep up with all the big names you always read about. It's just kind of a dream, you know, fishing. You're going to be able to fish against all the guys I've always read about. And, you know, it's hard to explain, I guess, but it'll be interesting.
Well, at 24 years old, I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, we're looking at this sport, you know, getting older in age, and, you know, you got a lot of guys that are still doing well, you know, at an older age, but in reality, our sport, for it to grow, we have to have guys like you, Derek, you know, have to have guys out there that are at your age. And how did you first get interested in bass fishing? How did you, you know, first start your tournament experience?
It was a while ago. We used to have a few tournaments that would run up in Minnesota, just some local stuff. My uncle always fished. I think I was probably about 10 or 11. That's when I fished my whole life, but about 9 or 10 is when the bass bug really hit me. And I think he just decided to take me fishing with him a few times and fished a few tournaments with my uncle and kind of got the taste of it and never forgot about it since then. So.
Well, it just seems funny to me, you know, you start 10 or 11 years old, you go with your uncle, and the next thing you know, you're 24 and you're making the Classic. It's just amazing to me that just how quick that can happen for you. And I guess one of the things that maybe our listeners would like to know about is, what are some of the strengths? You know, you fish from Minnesota, now you live in Texas. What are some of the things, your strengths in bass fishing? And then what are some of the things you're working on?
Probably some of my best strengths are, it seems like, jerkbait always seems to, you know, might not have a real good tournament with it, but it always seems to bail me out when it's tough, you know?
Right.
I think all year I've had at least two jerkbaits tied on pretty much all year. And that and probably, you know, flipping shallow vegetation is probably my favorite thing to do.
All right, well, I'm gonna stop you right there, because you got to talk about that jerk bait. You know, are you throwing a long A, are you throwing a Lucky Craft Pointer? What are you throwing there?
I usually throw a...
Is it a Rogue? Maybe a Smithwick Rogue?
Yeah, it's a Rogue, but it's the it's the same one I think I've had it tied on for 4 years now. The suspending model, but it's that one that's got the little deeper diving bill on it.
Right, exactly. The one that you can get down maybe 8 to 12 feet even.
Yeah, usually about 7 or 8 feet I think it'll go.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys that made careers out of fishing a jerkbait. Jim Bitter comes to mind. You know, a lot of people that get that jerkbait out and they feel very, very comfortable with it. But what you've kind of done is parlayed that northern technique into something that worked pretty well for you across the country this year.
Yeah, it seemed, you know, I don't know if I have any one true strength. Seems like most of the tournaments where I've done very well in has been, you know, I have about 10 rods laying out and I catch a few on a jerkbait, a few flipping, a few on a jig, and just kind of whatever, you know, I don't know if I ever get set on one solid pattern. I just kind of fish till I think I'm out of fish on one spot, and then I'll run to a different area and try something different.
Well, it sure seems like it's working for you. Now, you talked about flipping and pitching. Now, are you getting better at that? I mean, you go to Texas where there's a lot of flipping and pitching going on. Do you feel like that helps you to being down there by Rayburn and maybe Toledo Bend?
I think so. It, you know, went from doing it, it's always been my favorite thing to do. But you go from doing it just a few times, you know, it works most of the time it'll work in Minnesota, but it's not always the best way to catch them when it seems like you get down south, there's, might not always win a tournament, but 80% of the tournaments are won at least shallow water fishing.
So you're like that shallow water patterns and stuff, and you talked about the jerkbait as well. What's in the future for you? Now, you're going to continue, you're going to fish the elites, you're going to see how that turns out for you, but what's kind of the goals and aspirations you have, Derek?
I guess the goal would be just to re-qualify for the elites again the following year, and I guess the ultimate goal would be to re-qualify for the Classic, but we all know that's easier said than done.
Well, you should play to your strengths. You know, that jerkbait may come into play down there late. You never know. You know, that could be that kind of bite. Those spots down there like it. And
yeah.
You may catch a few on it. You know, of course, a jig bite probably will be there as well. Derek, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. And I got to tell you, I'm going to keep my eye on you. You just keep doing things that just amaze me. You know, 24-year-old kid makes the Bassmaster Classic, wins the Northern Points Championship. And I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Oh, no problem.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.